I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
away. But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd
so
drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start.
Right,
to
it's a Christmas classic, but a radio station in Cleveland, Ohio, has decided to remove "Baby, It's Cold Outside" from its playlist, following complaints from listeners. Local media report that listeners said the song was inappropriate and at odds with the Me Too movement. The commentator Finola Meredith and Emma Wolfe with us today. Morning to you, Finola.
Morning, Steve.
Morning, morning, Emma.
Good morning.
Morning. Finola, were they right to ban it?
No, of course not. This is complete nonsense. I mean, it's just a silly old song from the 1940s. I mean, we heard a bit of it there. It's a duet where the guy's trying to persuade the woman not to go, and she says, no, I have to go. And then, oh, you're giving me all these strong drinks to make me stay. And, you know, it's really something that in a world where there is enormous levels of sexism and misogyny, we should not be worrying about some daft old song.
Go on, Emma.
Well, I hate to be a killjoy, but the lyrics are extremely worrying. They're very clearly about a man coercing a woman against her will into staying over at his and possibly coercing her into having sex. And it's very odd. The lyrics say, what's in this drink? We've spent years trying to repeat the same very important message, which is no means no. And in the lyrics, I know I sound like a killjoy, but she says no, and he says, I'm not letting you go. There are no cabs. It's just not necessary. There are plenty of nice Christmas songs out there. This is not one of them.
Yeah, so we ban what we don't like. Where are we going to go with that? We're going to start banning films. We're going to start banning books.
Well, the man, Finola, is making it very clear he wants to get the woman drunk at the very least, and if not, something more sinister, actually, with the line, what's in this drink?
Yeah, you don't have to like the song, but banning it is a big step beyond that. You know, you say, oh, I really don't like the sentiments of that song. Emma's already said that. That's fair enough. I don't love it very much either. But then I don't really love many Christmas songs, I have to tell you.
No, so, I haven't said I don't like the lyrics. I've said the lyrics are coercive.
At best,
they're creepy. And at worst, they're deeply offensive and they're abusive. And
so
some
you object to the lyrics. You object to the lyrics, and that's fair enough. But don't ban the thing. It reminds me of that song a few years ago that, I mean, it was a really rubbish song, in my opinion, as well. Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines had pretty nasty kind of sleazy sentiments too. And Queen's University Students' Union banned it. You don't ban stuff you don't like. You say, right, well, I don't want to hear that, or I object to that song. But you don't say, well, no one else must hear it. You don't make that moral decision.
I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm saying the lyrics are extremely worrying and coercive.
Do you like it?
Some people, it's completely irrelevant whether I like it or not. People have called this song...
Hold on now, let her speak. Let's let Emma speak.
People have called this song a rape anthem. I'm sorry, that's worrying.
A rape anthem? Do you think it's a rape... It's a
Christmas
classic.
Out there. This is not one of them. Yes, we re-examine things in the light of new modern standards.
Final word, Finola, very quickly for me. We're out of time.
Emma clearly does not like it. That's fair enough, but doesn't follow...
Not what I said.
Oh, this is insane.
OK, listen, unfortunately we're out of time. Emma, thank you. Finola, thank you.